The day after Barack Obama's historic election, and as much of the world celebrated, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev struck a different chord. In a major address, Mr. Medvedev not only failed to acknowledge Mr. Obama's victory, but also threatened to deploy short-range conventional missiles in Kaliningrad near Poland and Lithuania to counter a proposed U.S. missile defense system in Central Europe. Washington insists that system is geared against Iran, not Russia. Russia has also sent Navy ships to the Americas for joint maneuvers with Venezuela, a visit to Cuba, and for passage of a warship through the Panama Canal. Despite these seemingly defiant moves against Washington, President Medvedev appears eager to meet his new American counterpart. According to Mr. Medvedev, the most important thing is that a meeting with Mr. Obama takes place as soon as possible. He adds that Russia has the same understanding as the American president-elect, that it take place without delay and without preconditions. Mr. Obama assumes office at a time when the United States is engaged in two wars and is suffering the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Independent Russian political analyst Alexander Konovalov says Russia, therefore, is not likely to be a top U.S. priority. Konovalov says Mr. Obama's priorities will look like this. The economy, and again the economy. Iraq, Iraq, and Iraq yet again. Afghanistan, Afghanistan, and once again Afghanistan. Only then, says Konovalov, will the new president have time to think and do something about Russia. Mr. Obama said in early December that his administration will seek to cooperate with Moscow where possible, citing nuclear nonproliferation and joint efforts against terrorism. But Mr. Obama added that America should also send a clear message that Russia must not bully Georgia and other neighbors. Yet Viktor Kremenyuk, deputy director of the USA-Canada Institute in Moscow, says Russia and the United States can't cooperate on many important issues despite their differences. Kremenyuk says these issues include not only financial problems and not only proliferation of nuclear weapons, but also climate change, energy security, and numerous other complicated matters that Russia and the United States need to address together. Russian leaders have been calling for the establishment of a new international order to replace what they say is a unipolar world in which the United States is dominant. Nonetheless, former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev says the current global financial crisis shows that the international community still needs the United States.
America нужна. America сильная, демократическая.
Mr. Gorbachev says America is needed, an America that is strong, democratic, and sure of itself for the entire world, not just for the Americans. The former Soviet leader says the world now sees that if it is bad for America, it is bad for all. President-elect Obama has not spoken in detail about his Russia policy, saying the United States has only one president at a time. And while Kremlin leaders did not take part in the widespread international celebration of Mr. Obama's historic victory, they do expect to be among the first to meet with him after his inauguration. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Moscow.